This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Thursday, December 7th. Well, cattle markets yesterday, futures, both lives and feeders. We did make a minor attempt to follow through on the rally that we had from Tuesday, but that didn't last long. The market started to roll over, just kind of chipped its way lower, and then we started to see some momentum as we got in later into the session. So not a good look for the cattle space as we broke down yet again with an outside day lower in some of these feeder cattle contracts. And with live cattle, the markets there didn't take out the previous day's highs, but we broke down into new lows with quite a bit of velocity. Feeder cattle are pretty much at the lows from just a couple days ago. So my guess is we've got a little bit more to go on the downside. This has just been, a stair-step type of push down. Quite often in cattle, you just get a wave of selling that just blows everybody out, and then you're done. That hasn't worked that way this time. You're kind of accomplishing the same thing where you've had a massive correction off of this major bull market, but it's come more in trickles. You know, you get a little hint that, well, maybe we found our low and the market's going to recover. And clearly there are buyers willing to step up and take a shot at the long side, but they keep getting hammered. And, then they wash out. Once you take out those lows, then the stops come in and you do it all over again. So yesterday, you know, feeders with an outside day lower would suggest you're probably going to get another pretty good day down today. It tends to come in waves of 2 to 3 days. Yesterday would have been the first day down because you did have a couple days down on Friday and Monday. Tuesday, you bounce back up. And then yesterday, you come in with another push down. So it's just, it's kind of relentless. But at some point, we're going to catch here. The fundamentals, like I've said many times, I don't think really are all that different. We don't see a major shift in consumer demand. And, you know, we're not importing that much beef. We're certainly not importing that many heifers that I think producers are going to be wanting here in a few months. So if you've got rain and grass in the southern and central plains, that changes the trajectory of this market. They're going to be looking not only just for grass calves, but heifers to start rebuilding herds, especially in the southern plains. So we'll see where that takes us. But for now, the market is not in any hurry to work its way back up or to turn this tide. Cash markets have gotten rolling fairly early this week. We saw some activity on Tuesday. We saw some more on Wednesday at the same prices. The Fed trade at 171, down 4 on the week. Dressed at 271, also down 4 on the week. Box beef values on choice down again, so that's the fourth day in a row, down 319. We're sitting at 291. The select was up 77 cents at 260. The spread lost 396. We're sitting at 3066. It's been quite a bit of volatility in the box beef values, and the spread itself has chopped around quite a bit. But that said, the volume has just been stellar so far this week. Yesterday, we traded 235 loads. That's huge. And, you know, normally Wednesday is kind of the big day anyway, but that certainly is a very big number. And we've seen big numbers every day so far this week. Monday, 169, which is almost double of what you normally have on Monday. Tuesday, pretty solid, 155. And then again, yesterday, 235. So we're on a pretty torrid pace as far as box beef volume goes. Slaughter rate yesterday, 125,000 head. That's pretty much on the average. So far for the week, we're at 376,000. It's 3,000 more than a week ago and just 2,000 less than a year ago. The feeder cattle index on the daily, we're at 222.17. On the seven-day average, we're at 224.23. That was up 45 cents. So we're probably going to see a little bit more drag here. Last couple days have been at 220, then 224, then 222, and the average is sitting at 224. So those numbers are probably going to come down just a little bit as we work our way forward for the seven-day moving average. So in cattle, I don't know, it's kind of hard to give some optimism here. The market just can't get any traction. And again, buyers are willing to step up and take a shot at it, but they haven't had any success. has run to new lows for live cattle and feeders. Front month is at the low from a couple of days ago, but the back months are breaking into new lows. So clearly there's more work to do on the downside. But again, the fundamentals, I think, in the bigger picture are not that bearish, but it's kind of hard to argue with the market when it keeps pounding on you. So the hedge funds have been beaten up pretty bad. They're going to be looking at the year-end books, and any profit that they've had over the last year actually has all been evaporated. So for those that didn't get out a long time ago, they're looking at, you know, probably a net loss on their position after a massive bull market. So it's kind of hard to explain on your year-end summary. So I think that's a big part of this. It's just this constant pounding on the market. Hedge funds looking for any kind of rally to continue liquidating their positions. So that's going to clean them out pretty good. It's kind of like with wheat. We've cleaned them out pretty well. So the upside becomes a little easier once we get that done. And that's probably not going to happen in December, would be my guess. We might stabilize, but I doubt you're going to see them really come barreling back into the market right before year end, and when trading volume tends to be thin anyway. So we look for January for the hedge funds to come back in, kind of lick their wounds and see where they're at. But it would take some time for them to entice them to come back into the cattle market. I think they're probably going to be looking elsewhere. So in the short term, next couple of days, probably going to see a little bit more pressure here. And then we'll stabilize probably into year end. And again, I think the fundamentals are still bullish, bigger picture, but it's going to take some time for that to come back into focus in this market. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.